You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm backstage at Stand and Calling with Charlie, who is Holiday Oscar. Hello.
Hi, man. How's it going?
Yeah, very good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really good. Yeah.
So, got onto the site not long ago?
Literally about half an hour ago, yeah. Had a bit of a mad train journey. I don't drive, and I can't afford a driver, so I'm on trains and buses and taxis and all sorts. So, yeah, a bit of a mad morning, but I'm here. I'm loving it.
So, where have you travelled from?
I live just outside High Wycombe, like just on the outskirts of High Wycombe. So, I've travelled from High Wycombe, yeah. Which is the opposite end of Buckinghamshire to here, but it's still in the Beds, Hearts and Bucks.
There we go.
Oh,
yes, indeed. I was just about to say, you're playing BBC Introducing Stage. Yeah. Looking forward to it?
Of course, man. Yeah. I mean, this whole festival, it's mad that a local festival like this can be this amazing. Like, it's crazy to me that this is 45 minutes away from me, but still, for most people, and you know, it's on the doorstep. Yeah. It's an amazing place, yeah. Happy days, man. Really excited.
So, first time at Standen?
Yeah. It's one of those ones where you're, if you're in a local band around here, I mean, I've been playing gigs since I was about 17, but I remember getting, when this festival started, I must have been around 20, 21, I don't know. But I remember it would be like the thing, all my mates in bands from Wickham's, if someone got a set at Stand and Calling, it'd be like, oh, he's got a set at Stand and Calling, that's pretty cool, oh, I haven't got that yet. So it's pretty cool, man, I'm pretty happy about it, yeah. I've had some mates play from a few bands here. Ages ago, back in the day, but yeah, it's great to be here, man. Happy days.
Brilliant. So, are you staying around, or have you got to get straight back off
I've
after the festival?
Straight back off after. It's Sunday, and I can't drive, so I'm on public transport. Hopefully, I'll get back, but we'll see.
Just staying on public transport for a minute. I think I noticed on Twitter you've got something like a long train journey down to Cornwall for Broadmaster.
Oh, yeah. Well, this is what I do, man. I don't organise things very well, so I. Last minute, 6 hours there to getting up at whatever 4 o'clock in the morning to get on the train at 5:30, get to Broadmasters about 1, play my set, get back on another 6 hour train back to London.
That sounds a little bit painful. Good luck with that.
It's fairly brutal, yeah. But it's otherwise it'd just be far too expensive, man. But
So EP released earlier in the year. I can't keep checking my phone. And then followed that up with a lead single from the EP.
Yeah.
Bad Dudes. Can you tell me a bit about?
Yeah. Well, about in January last year, a news story came out where Theresa May visited America and held hands with Donald Trump. And at the time, I thought it was very weird and decided to write a song about it. So then a year later, we'd shot the video. I made the video all out of hand puppets because they'd held hands, which I thought was, no one really picked up it apart from me, but I live with it. So then we realised that, okay, Donald Trump's visit is coming again. We've got this in the bank. We should put it out for his visit. Luckily, they held hands again, so it all came in a bit. Yeah, man.
Excellent. And the EP was
around March time, right. So I that was literally released at midnight, and on the Thursday before I had my first headline show in London. Yeah, so it's been a good 6 months or so for me. I mean, I'm on my maybe 40th show by now just for this year, so it's been a crazy sort of 6 months, man.
And looking at the your website, quite a few more still to come. You've got more festivals, and then
I've got some more festivals, and I've got a tour that I shouldn't have put up on the website yet, so maybe we shouldn't have mentioned that, but I've got another tour coming, and then hopefully by the time it gets to the end of the year, I would have done about 60 or 70 shows, so I think we're going to be announcing a little headline run at the end of the year, and hopefully I'll be able to move some tickets, man. We'll see.
A couple of charity gigs coming up as well, Macmillan and Oxjam. I mean, how did you get involved with those?
Oxjam. Macmillan is an interesting one. They just got in contact with me. Obviously, I didn't want to turn it down. It's great. Oxjam is actually, it's a funny old thing. In High Wycombe, we used to have such a big music scene. I mean, I don't know if you know, but there's bands like Young Guns came out of Wycombe, and then just down the road you've got Learn Atlantis and all these other bands. We used to have such a thriving music scene in High Wycombe and like around the amateur stuff, and it's sort of kind of gone. So a couple of my friends that are involved in that back in the day are trying to bring it back with Oxjam and do a multi-venue festival over one day. I think they even want to stretch it out over an entire weekend as it gets bigger and bigger. So yeah, I'm doing that, and I've also got a gig that's just been rescheduled, but we haven't got the rescheduled date yet for War Child as well.
Oh, brilliant. What can we expect from you live here today at the BBC Introducing?
You can expect, I'll be playing some of the songs off my EP, but also I've been doing this series on the internet, which is where the Bad Dudes song came from. When there's a news story, I'll write a quick song about it and chuck it up on the internet same day or a day later. So I'm going to be playing a couple of those as well, so we'll see how those go down.
Okay, and where can we find you on the internet and social media and that kind of thing?
I am on Holiday Oscar everywhere. Primarily, I use Instagram and YouTube more than anything else. I'm on Twitter as well. I don't really use Facebook, but I'm there. I've got a website. It's just at Holiday Oscar everything.
And what's next? Any new music in the pipeline?
New music in the pipeline.
Can you talk about it?
I can talk about it. I mean, I'm on a little indie label, so they don't care about what I do and what I say. I could record anything.
Sunday Best. I mean, the home of the Cuban Brothers.
Yeah,
they're a pretty cool indie label.
They're a very cool indie label. And they're just very chilled out, man. I mean, I recorded an album last year. Now I'm not so happy with it, so I've scrapped half of it. Not so much like, it, you know, the songs are there, they're fine, I like the songs, but it's just, if you're releasing a first album, you want it to be the absolute pinnacle of what you can do, kind of thing. So there's maybe four or five songs I've scrapped, and I'm sort of trying to write some more and stuff like that. So hopefully get it together, and we'll hopefully have the album out by sort of early next year, hopefully.
Brilliant.
If I finish it.
If you finish it and you're happy with it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And one last question and then I'll leave you alone.
Go on.
Twitter, you said you do Twitter rather than Facebook.
Yeah.
I have to ask about the fake news and your posting.
Yeah, so this is it. Yeah, I've been doing this YouTube series for about a year where as soon as there's any sort of news story to do with anything, the royal wedding, the royal baby name, whatever else it's been, Brexit, Doomsday and all that stuff, I've been taking those things and writing songs about them, putting them on the internet. It's been pretty crazy. I think I've more or less done one video a week, which is one song a week since maybe March. So I've done about 19 songs this year, which is fairly crazy. I mean, I'm now getting to the point where it's like, no, I've done that chord progression, I've used that melody, how long am I going to get away with this? But it's been quite fun.
So yeah, the bad and fake news is far more frequent than that's the problem, isn't it? There's just too much to write
about. That's what I say in my set. You know, I made the decision to start this before Donald Trump got elected president, and now it's an issue for me. I can't keep up.
He's the gift that keeps on giving.
He really is. After he's my muse.
Thank you very much for your time today. Looking forward to seeing the set a bit later. Thank you, man. Have a great festival.
Brilliant. Cheers.